All right. Man, it's been a busy Monday, hasn't it? Yeah. So much going on that we're just trying to keep up with it. Joining me now is Michigan State Representative Greg Van Workum. He is joining me now. Greg, nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I'm sitting here reading this terrible story of a New York firefighter that got fired because they had to make more money available to illegal aliens. Reminds me of what we're talking about here. And the poor gentleman, well, he died of a heart attack. And because he had been fired to make room for illegals, his family got nothing. Nothing. Because they made room for illegals. And now Gretchen Whitmer wants to offer you $500, Greg, so that you can bring somebody into your home. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting offered $500.
You're not?
For that program. But, yeah, we've had some discussions and questions for the governor, particularly a new program that she was looking to fund called the New Michigander Immigration Legal Services. She asked to fund that at $8 million. But I'm happy to report, at least for now, the House LEO budget, which was where the ask was made, did not include that $8 million. So luckily we've been able to bring attention to this and say, hey, let's make sure our own people, our law-abiding taxpayers, they're the ones that are receiving needed benefits, or maybe better yet, let's not tax so much here in Michigan so people can keep their own hard-earned money.
Wouldn't that be a concept? No. We get, but they being the Democrats in Lansing, did something that I haven't seen happen in any other state in quite some time. They raised income tax from 4.05 to 4.25%. Pretty remarkable. And they got rid of right to work. I mean, Michigan is raising taxes while other states are cutting income tax. Places like Tennessee are flooding with people because there's no income tax. We're raising taxes. And I see that we're projected to lose 700,000 residents over the next, 10 or 15 years. So what are we doing?
You continue to see that slide in population. And you may recall the governor's population council that she put together. And the people that worked on that kind of just see it collecting dust on a desk somewhere. You don't see any of the concepts or ideas really being proposed in Lansing. It seemed to be what we thought of it when we first heard it, just another press release out of the governor's office and no actual meat to the bones on that one. So, yes, population continues to remain a major concern for the state. And raising taxes and not letting people make their own decisions on how to use their own hard-earned money, that's not a good recipe for success in attracting people back to our state.
Yeah, let me ask you about something else here while I've got you, Greg. And that is the massive amounts of money being dumped in under the umbrella of corporate welfare, whether it's Big Rapids or Marshall or Eagle Township, and those are just three easy places to point. But every time Michigan dumps in millions or billions of dollars to create jobs, it never works out for us, does it?
We need a better system. It was the governor's, I think, first major legislative item this last term was to even make it less accountable and less transparent, particularly the SOAR program, which now is basically a blank check of $500 million a year to the governor to however she sees fit on these attraction programs. So I know the governor wants...
Hey, let me go over an attraction program for you. I've got three steps, all right? Fix the roads, lower taxes, reduce regulation. A, B, C. How's that sound?
Well, that's actually what we're looking at if we can get some changes to this, that any unspent money go directly to infrastructure. We know infrastructure is a catalyst towards economic development. We put in there that we want to see less regulations. When somebody is actually looking at coming to Michigan, let's make sure we roll out that red carpet and make sure we don't have Deagle stopping it or MISHTA stopping it or OSHA stopping it. I can go through the whole alphabet soup of acronyms that want to touch on a project that really slows things down compared to other states. So you hit the nail on the head on that, and those are some of the amendments and changes we want to see to that program.
All right, we've got to do it. Now, where do you represent? What part of the state are you representing, Greg?
I'm in beautiful Norton Shores right now, but people are most familiar with Grand Haven, Spring Lake area on the west side.
Yeah, if I head west out of here and just don't turn left or right, I'll run right into it.
You'll run right into me if you take 96.
Yeah. So let me ask you, people in your part of the state, people across the state that you talk to, are the Republicans going to get the House back in November? I mean, because you look around, Joe Biden is wildly unpopular, least popular president in 70 years of Gallup taking polls. We've talked about it all day. Problems for him across the board. What's going to happen to the Republicans? Obviously, a lot of disarray when it comes to the state party. Pete Hoekstra now back in charge. What do you think? What are your tea leaves telling you?
Tea leaves say we've got a great shot at this. When you look at the votes that they have taken, and as you kind of said from the beginning, we are one now of the most progressive states in the union of what has passed in very short time last year. And what we need to do now is get that message out that they went far beyond where the public is on a lot of these issues. And I used to work for Pete Hoekstra. I spent 8 years working for Pete. I know he'll do a great job in now doing the blocking and tackling necessary that you need to do as state party. But I think we've got a couple news cycles here yet. We don't know what people are going to be talking about in September, October, because a lot of the changes the Democrats made is how we actually run elections here. So a lot of people will be voting in September rather than traditionally November. So we're going to have to get that message out, show what the Democrats under Gretchen Whitmer have done. And it is not the values that people certainly here in West Michigan ascribe to. And I think to your point on economic development, they are not seeing it. The inflation is still impacting a lot of people, and they're looking for answers elsewhere rather than Democrat policies.
Absolutely. What's it going to take, do you think, to fully heal the Republican Party? Obviously, there's still a lot of strife and division and hard feelings, I guess. I don't get that from Pete when I talk to him, but on the other side, certainly there's. I got about 30 seconds here. I'll give you the last word. How do we put things back together in Michigan?
Yeah, as somebody that's been involved in politics since 98, when my dad first ran, you have issues that come and go. Just like any family, there's issues that come that creates tension. Hopefully, clear heads prevail. You get the focus on what the focus needs to be, which is defeating Democrats. When we spend so much time fighting with each other, you lose that focus. And I think Pete's going to do a job, and certainly other people surrounding him, to be focused on winning elections.
And that's what they need to do. Raise money, win elections. That's the job. Raise money, win elections, period. Greg, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there you have it. So keep an eye on all those topics he's talking about. And when I come back, beware of the deadly progressive touch. I'm going to share some of the genius of Victor Davis Hanson here on the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Remember, you can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Read Liberty Page. Find out what we're up to here. And send me an email. Tell me what's going on your side of the world. stevegruber.com. You can do all of those things. I'll be right back. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do.
With the WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.